to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a national best-selling author and one of America's most trusted physicians. He's appeared on over 100 television programs, including 2020, Good Morning America, Oprah, The View, and many more. He's been featured in a Time magazine cover article in May of 2012. Welcome to the show, author of The Inflammation Solution, Dr. William Sears. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, Doc. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Friedman. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Oh, it's great. You know, most people think of inflammation as the body's response to trauma, something they can feel like when you're swelling after a sprained ankle. Now, in your book, you cover internal inflammation. Share why this is something we should be concerned about.
Well, we are an inflammation nation. Now, inflammation, Dr. Friedman, simply means on fire. Now, there is good inflammation. When you get a cut in your finger, the inflammation heals. It's a natural healing. But there's a balance between healing and overhealing or underhealing. If you underheal, you get sick. If you overheal, you get what's called autoimmune or otitis illnesses like colitis, arthritis, and even the dreaded word Alzheimer's now is medically called cognitivitis, meaning inflammation of the brain. But the good news, even though inflammation is the number one reason that people attend their doctor, it is the most preventable of illnesses by what we call the pills and skills model.
Right.
And you naturopaths can identify with that. We doctors, medical doctors, are more oriented toward pills. But when it comes to inflammation, we need to be teaching more self-help skills. And that's what our book is all about, is to help your body make its own anti-inflammatory medicine.
That's great. What are some proactive steps we can take to combat this internal inflammation?
Well, one is what I call my 5S, 6S anti-inflammatory diet.
Right.
First of all, more seafood. Seafood is full of fat. And our brain is mostly fat. So we're fat heads. So eat
fat
more
heads.
Seafood. Fat heads. Smoothies, like a fruit and veggie smoothie in the morning. Wow. I start my day. I call it a shake a day, keep the inflammation away. And then salads. As Mother said, put more color on your plate. They're natural anti-inflammatories. And spices like turmeric and black pepper. And grazing. Nibbling, I call it my rule of twos. Eat twice as often, eat half as much, and chew twice as long. You avoid those spikes.
Right.
And finally, the right supplements. You have anti-inflammatory supplements like fish oil for those who do not like eat seafood. You have astaxanthin, which is the natural pigment in wild salmon, nature's powerful anti-inflammatory. And then you have fruits and vegetable supplements like Juice Plus. So those are supplements that I add when the other 5 S's aren't really enough.
Got it. Now you mentioned seafood. Is that all seafood, or do we need to avoid proponent of oysters, clams, or is it just salmon?
Well, best. That's a good point. The best is wild salmon. Salmon is your best anti-inflammatory. The only two fish you got to be careful of, and I don't eat them, I don't advise them, is shark and swordfish. They're too polluted, they're too old. But generally speaking, two fistfuls, there's an easy rule to remember, two fistfuls of any fish, except those two fish and a few we can't get in the States anyway, is safe per week. So if you have a baby fist, you have a little smaller portion. If you have a big guy fist, you have two big portions. But two fistfuls a week of seafood is just what the inflammation doctor ordered.
Great. Now, those are some great things that help, I guess, reduce inflammation. Are there things that you say stay away from? I know we got chemicals, cigarettes, alcohol, sugar. Is there a public enemy number one that you say, hey, that's one of the big culprits?
Yes. It's the artificial colorings and sweeteners in food.
Interesting.
That is my real target because, see, when you eat unreal food, chemical food made in a laboratory, your gut is where 70% of your inflammation or your immune system is. The gut says, this isn't real food, it's chemical food, we're going to fight it. And you get inflammation. So that's one big change a person could make, to stay away from chemical food. What is the best anti-inflammatory diet? Very simply, the real food diet.
Real food. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. You know, most doctors, you know, essentially you're a medical doctor and you mentioned, hey, we're into pills, prescriptions is the answer. And in your book, you talk about how we have our own personal pharmacy inside our body. I love that. Share with us. What do you mean by that?
We do. Well, the lining of our blood vessels, called endothelium, is our own personal pharmacy. You can make your own anti-inflammatory. And that's why Dr. Mom, my trusted doctor, said, go outside and play. See, when you move, the very act of movement makes your blood flow faster over the surface of the lining of your arteries. I call it the silver lining.
Right.
And that's where you have trillions of glands that make your own medicines and pour out into your body anti-inflammatory. So I always prescribe, you gotta move more. Joe, you're sitting too much and you gotta move more. One of my top anti-inflammatory medicines.
Great. So you mean by movement, exercise, can it be just walking or any type of movement just to get that
blood
flowing?
Any type of vigorous movement. And one of my top recommendations for anti-inflammation of the brain is dancing.
Dancing
is one of your top exercises for keeping inflammation of the brain down, because you have music, you have rhythm, you have to learn new steps and grow new brain pathways. So my wife and I took up ballroom dancing once I read the research on how dancing is so good for you the older you get.
So the music we play in and out of these segments, we got to get our listeners to just get up and dance a little bit, even if it's just for like 30 seconds. Let me ask you a question. This inflammation, we hear a lot about aging and premature aging and wrinkles. Any relevant to inflammation?
Yes. The older we get, the more inflamed we are. But that's not necessary. We don't have to be. But it does mean the older we get, the cleaner we need to eat, and the more we need to move. It's as simple as that. These young folks, they can maybe get by with this, eating this junk for a little bit. It'll catch up with them. But
right.
The older you get, I call it eat less. My remedy for healthy aging, eat less, move more, meditate more, agitate less, smile more, frown less.
Great. Agitate less. I like that. Because stress, I know, is a big proponent of inflammation.
Oh, yeah,
I think stress and cortisol. And, yeah, I see that a lot in my practice as well. Great information. That's great information, Doc. And where can people go to learn more?
Well, they can go to our website, askdrsears.com. That's askdrsears.com. To our wellness center, Dr. Sears Wellness Institute. On our website, and they can get their book, The Inflammation Solution, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And it's just a nice, healthy book to read. It's a fun, we made it fun to read. There's a lot of humor in it, because I feel if you laugh, you will heal.
And that's such great information, Dr. Sears. You're always such a pleasure to have on. Thanks for sharing such great information. And to get your copy of The Inflammation Solution, you can go to AskDrSears.com. Be sure to sign up for his health newsletter and check out all the great resources at AskDrSears.com. And, of course, you can also sign up for our free health newsletter at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. More to come after this short break. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. It's always so great to share these shows. Share them on Facebook. Share them with your friends, because that's how we all learn together. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned for more show.